This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Gemara Brachas and Daf Mem Amud Beis discusses a halachic principle, and that is Kol Bracha She'ein Ima She'ema Machas Ein Bracha. Any blessing that does not have in it the name of God, or the fact that Hashem is sovereign over the universe, is not a blessing. In other words, every bracha has to have in it the name of Hashem and Melech HaOlam. So Tosfos asks on Daf Mem Amud Beis that the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei flies in the face of this principle, because in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei you say Bracha to Hashem, and you say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Elokei Abraham Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov, and you don't say Hashem is Melech HaOlam. So here the Gemara has a principle, and the very first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei seems to violate the principle. So Tosfos says an amazing idea, and that Avol says Tosfos Elokei Avraham Habakamay Malchus, saying that God is the God of Abraham is like saying Malchus. Why? The Avraham Avinu Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol HaOlam. Avraham Avinu made Hashem the king over the world. Not just Avraham recognized God as the king. In order to be a king, you have to have subjects. So Avraham Avinu was Mamlech Hashem over the world. Shehidia Malchusai. He made known God's sovereignty. So says the Tosfos, saying like Avraham is tantamount to saying Melech HaOlam. That's a famous yisoid of Tosfos. So every other bracha that we ever make is melech, 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 melech. There's only one bracha that we don't say melech, and that's the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Interestingly, the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have not baruch, not, you have it at the end, but you don't have it in the beginning. You don't have melech, because it's all reliant on the very first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which says Elokei Avraham, which is tantamount to malchus. So the Chida in the Pnei David says that the Chiddush of Tosfos is Merumas in the Pasuk. How's that? Because Hashem tells Avraham like this. He says, V'yescha l'goy gadol, and Chazal say that means that Avraham, I will give you special significance. That is what we say, like Avraham. V'yescha l'goy gadol, v'avarechecha, I will bless you, say Chazal. That's what it refers to when we say, like Yitzchak. And then V'agad lo shemecha is referring to that which we say, Elokei Yaakov. But the pasuk ends. And the pasuk ends, V'heye bracha. So Rashi learns V'heye bracha means B'cha chosmin, that the bracha will end Magen Avraham. That even though we mention Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, V'heye Yaakov, but the yichasim will be only Elokei Avraham. But the Chida says a different shot. The Chida quotes the Mahari Ze'evi, who says that the Chiddush of Tosfos is Merumas in the Pasuk, meaning the Heye Bracha. You, Avraham, will give the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei its halachic status of a Bracha. How does Avraham give the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei the halachic status of a Bracha? Through the fact that since Avraham was Mamlech Hashem in the world, and Elokei Avraham is tantamount to Malchus, so the whole Shemoneh Esrei, first of all, the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and the entire Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei was shaft, was created, was allowed to be eligible through the Hamlacha of Avraham Avinu. So the Heye Bracha is saying that Avraham Avinu, you will give Shemoneh Esrei the status of a credible Bracha because you were Mamlech Hashem over the world, and therefore saying Elokei Avraham is tantamount to saying Melech HaOlam. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.